This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are visiting with Mr. Bill Edwards, the founder and CEO of Regenix. Edwards is a renowned scalp and hair care specialist who has been treating scalp disorders since 1976. Mr. Edwards, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you. So for starters today, what are the top reasons why we lose our hair?
Well, there's a lot of different factors, and that's why Regenix has so many different types of treatments to deal with all the potential factors. One person may have, you know, two or three factors in their case. Another person may have four or five in theirs. And when we deal with hair microanalysis first and foremost to identify the nature and severity of the problems, and then we can prescribe the proper treatments to deal with them. And the factors, they vary a lot. I mean, stress is a big one these days. We're noticing a huge increase in the amount of women that are having problems with their hair and scalp. And the, one of the main factors there is because they're working now more than ever, and they're subject to the stresses and tensions that men have been for years. Another factor is the products that people use. And once again, women, because they're concerned about their appearance more, they're more prone to using all of the hair care products and styling and coloring products that will eventually leave a residual that will work into the follicles below the surface of the scalp and contribute to problems there that can lead to thinning hair. Vitamin deficiencies, dietary deficiencies, things like this can affect it as well. Heredity is another one. And a lot of people think that the hereditary factor, it comes from the mother's side only, which is a myth. It can come from either side of the family and from generations past, and it can skip several generations as well and just show up. So there's a lot of different things that contribute to it. Hormonal imbalances are another one. A lot of women lose hair after childbirth, and that's pretty normal. But it can be a triggering mechanism that can make problems manifest that are building up gradually below the scalp, unaware to the individual. These things will there's no pain or discomfort associated with these problems that will build up gradually. So you don't even know it's there. And suddenly some event or something or a surgery will weaken the person's ability to overcome the problems. The problems will kick in, boom, and they start losing hair.
Now, Mr. Edwards, once our scalp begins to experience hair loss, can we regrow our hair?
Well, that's an interesting question. When the problem has developed to the point where there's no hair left at all, where there's a just shiny scalp bald, then that's the indication that you're not going to be able to recover anything. But what happens prior to that is the hair shafts themselves will start to lose thickness and strength. A lot of people will think, well, when they shed hair, when they're thinning, the hair just falls out and nothing ever grows there again. But that's not the case. You still replace the hair that falls when you're thinning. But with each consecutive cycle of hair fall, hair replacement, the replacement hair comes in thinner and weaker. When we get to a problem in the early stages where it has just been involved with the thinning process, we can not only halt the deteriorative process, but we can recover a certain amount of the thickness and strength that has been lost in those hair shafts. A lot of times you can't get it all back, but you can get enough to make a significant difference. And even when you're talking about a microscopic amount of change when you're looking at an individual hair shaft under the microscope, when you multiply that by thousands of hairs in a given area, it can make an appreciable difference to the blockage of light. And that's what it's all about. It's about blocking light shining onto the surface of the scalp. The thicker the hair shafts are, the more light is blocked.
And by the time we realize our hairline is receding, on average, how long does it take to experience total hair loss?
That varies so much from person to person. There's no there's no direct, you know, definite correlation. Okay, you're starting this process now, and in a year from now, you're not going to have any hair. Some people, it's a very, very gradual thing over many years. Some people can lose 50% of their hair within a year.
And that's pretty fast, to be honest with you. Today, we are with Mr. Bill Edwards, the founder and CEO of Regenix. Mr. Edwards is a renowned scalp and hair care specialist who has been treating scalp disorders since 1976. I'd say he has experience, and he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Hair Loss Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Edwards, what are some steps listeners can take to prevent future hair loss?
Well, we work with vitamin supplementation to provide a good nutrient content in the bloodstream. Then we work with increasing blood circulation up into the scalp so that those nutrients can get to the proper area. But the most important factor is to make sure that the follicles are functioning properly so that the nutrients are absorbed into the papillary matrix, which is the actual hair growing unit. So the first order of business in this whole process is to have a hair microanalysis done to determine, first of all, if problems exist there, and secondly, to what extent that they're there, meaning the beginning stages of these problems, usually there's a buildup of a very light, transparent, oily type of debris, which is relatively easy to emulsify, break it down, and eliminate it. When the problems progress further, and again, the hair microanalysis identifies this, the buildup becomes very dark and hardened and cornified, which means it's not impossible to eliminate, but it's going to take more time and more treatment to deal with it. There's a very delicate balance between getting something that's going to get to the specific area and eliminate the problems that are there, yet not be a real harsh agent that's going to cause more harm than good. And in fact, these biopharmaceutical treatments that we use are actually nutritive in nature. So as they're emulsifying and breaking down the problems that exist there with micropollution and oils and things that will build up, they're actually providing a better environment that's more conducive to the production of stronger, healthier hair. And that's how you get a benefit from the program. Even as you're stabilizing the thinning, you're also getting a benefit, and you can get back some of the thickness into the hairs that have thinned.
I understand that you're known as Hollywood's go-to hair therapist treating celebs like Matthew McConaughey and many more. However, for our listeners hearing this in different parts of the country, how can they get help preventing future hair loss and restoring hair health?
Very simple. Obviously, we do the hair microanalysis here at our clinic facilities in the Cedars-Sinai Medical Office Towers in Los Angeles. But anybody, anywhere in the world, can have a hair microanalysis done simply by sending us in hair samples. We perform the analysis microscopically, and we actually send them back a microphotograph of their actual hair samples, along with the interpretation of the problems that exist and recommendations for treatment when necessary. And you can, it's very simple. If you just go to regenix.com, R-E-G-E-N-I-X, go to our website, there are, and follow the directives there to download a form that you fill out with information, and there's a chart there with indications where to take loose hair samples, affix them to the charts, mail them into us, and we will take it from there. It can be done very easily in the comfort of your own home. And also, one thing I forgot to mention is that there's no charge to have the analysis done. When you go to the website, it'll give you information that the analysis is free of charge.
And that is absolutely phenomenal and awesome, and we really do appreciate it. Mr. Edwards, thanks again for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Thanks for the information. It has been most helpful.
It's been my pleasure, Eric. Take care. Have a good day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Mr. Bill Edwards, the founder and CEO of Regenix. Mr. Edwards is a renowned scalp and hair specialist who has been treating scalp disorders since 1976 to improve overall hair health and prevent future hair loss. Go to Regenix.com to order your own custom-made solutions and get help from a Regenix hair therapist today. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of eHealth Radio and the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.